La canicule a fait une nouvelle victime, un ouvrier de 53 ans qui travaillait
sur un chantier. It's all over the news these days. Apart from the violence in the Middle East, the heat wave in Europe is dominating the airwaves and newspaper headlines around the region. Temperatures in parts of France were expected to soar as high as 36 degrees Celsius Wednesday.
Come vedete nella grafica, il termometro è schizzato a 36 gradi ad Alghero.
Other parts of Europe are expected to be even hotter, hovering near 37 degrees in Italy and 38 in Britain, which could be that country's hottest day in 100 years. So far, the heat wave has killed at least 6 people around Europe, including 3 in France. Weather forecasters are predicting no relief for Thursday. Thermometers in Germany are expected to climb to 37 degrees. Meteorologists say July could be Germany's hottest month in history. The heat is accompanied by unusually dry weather in many places. The blue skies and blazing sun may be perfect for beachgoers, but not for farmers. Italy's main farmers union says the country is suffering one of its worst droughts of the last 3 decades. And in France, the dry weather forced some local authorities to cancel Bastille holiday fireworks last week for fear of fires. Europeans aren't used to such hot temperatures, and many offices, public transportation systems, and homes don't have air conditioning or even fans. The sizzling scenario seems eerily similar to the heat wave of 2003, when heat was linked to the deaths of roughly 30,000 people around Europe, half of them in France. Things are different this summer. French social workers and ordinary French are checking in on older people to make sure they're okay, as this French TV program reports. The government has established a weather warning system and a help hotline for the elderly and other fragile people. Other European countries are taking similar preventative measures. Nobody wants a repeat of the killer heat wave of 2003. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.